Random House Audio presents Gone by Jonathan Kellerman. Read for you by John Rubenstein. Chapter 1. She nearly killed an innocent man. Creighton Charlie Bondurant drove carefully because his life depended on it. Latigo Canyon was mile after mile of neck-wrenching hairpin twists. Charlie had no use for government meddlers, but the 15-mile-per-hour signs posted along the road were smart. He lived 10 miles up from Canaan Doom Road, on a 4-acre remnant of the ranch his grandfather had owned during Coolidge's time. All those Arabians and Tennessee Walkers and the mules Grandpa kept around because he liked the creature's spirit. Charlie had grown up with families like his. No-nonsense ranchers, a few rich folk who were still okay when they came up to ride on weekends. Now, all you had were rich pretenders. Diabetic and rheumatoid and depressed, Charlie lived in a 2-room cabin with a view of oak-covered crests and the ocean beyond. 68, never married. Poor excuse for a man, he'd scold himself on nights when the medicines mixed with the beer and his mood sank low. On happier days, he pretended to be an old cowboy. This morning, he was somewhere between those extremes. His bunions hurt like hell. 2 horses had died last winter, and he was down to 3 skinny white mares and a half-blind sheepdog. Feed and hay bills ate up most of his Social Security. But the nights had been warm for October, and he hadn't dreamed bad, and his bones felt okay. It was